Hello and welcome to Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly and I'm here to help you to discover all the ways that you can create your own dream crochet business. Your business does not have to look the same as anyone else's and you can do it the way you want. So what do we have on the podcast today? What if my customer doesn't pay? Well, the short answer is you should have taken payment up front. But that will make the shortest podcast episode ever. So let's look back at the beginning problem. When you take an order, why don't you get your customers to pay up front? Paying up front is normal. It's the standard way of doing things. When you order from Amazon, you pay at the time of making the order. You don't wait until everything is delivered before you pay. No one does that. When you buy yarn online, you pay when you order. And nothing gets shipped until you pay. To not pay until something is ready and is ready to be delivered is not normal. It is not the standard way of doing things in business. And waiting until the order is made and ready to be sent out, it's not safe for you because it gives your customer a back out option and you could be left holding stock that you may not be able to sell elsewhere simply because all the customer has to do is refuse to pay you and then you can't post it because you haven't been paid and you're stuck. So to avoid this, you should always take payment up front. Now, many fear that they will lose customers by doing this, but it's normal business practice to take payment at the time of order. Amazon does it. All the big online companies do it. To not take payment when the order is made is not a standard way of doing things. It's not the way people are used to doing things. And I would argue that a customer who doesn't pay up front is far more likely to back out later when you are ready to send what you spent hours creating. They will back out and leave you in the lurch. I've seen so many posts in Facebook groups where people say, I've made this order and now it's ready to send or collect and the customer's ghosting me. They're not answering messages. What do I do? And the short answer is you should always take payment up front. No exceptions. You should never start making something, especially if it's custom and you cannot sell it elsewhere, or if it's an unusual design that you rarely sell. You should never start making anything until you have that payment up front. It just leaves you in the lurch if the customer changes their mind. And until there's money involved, they're not actually your customer. You are just making something because you want to. Until the money changes hands, there is no contract. Even if it's unspoken, even if it's only, yes, I want to order, here's the money, there is no contract. And without that contract, you cannot compel your customer to pay you. You will have spent hours doing all this work for nothing. So no matter what sob story you are given, and unfortunately there are people out there who will give you sob stories to get their own way, you have to stand firm to protect yourself. Because all that time you spent making that order that eventually was never paid for, you could have spent on an order that you did get payment for, and have been compensated for your time and your efforts. It doesn't really matter how desperate you are for the money. You should never start making anything without payment first. Because unless you get that payment, you haven't got the money. It's conditional. It is not there yet. A promise of being paid is not actually having the money. And you could be out there finding business somewhere else, and finding a customer who will pay you up front. And when you're first starting out or you're not used to being in business, it can feel like you're being very money orientated and very salesy by insisting on payment. You may feel like you're not being very friendly and it's quite a cold way of doing things. But don't forget, you need to be paid. Your time is worth something. Your time is worth a lot. And there are people out there who will take advantage of you being a bit looser with the rules and persuading you to bend them. You are not doing this entirely for fun. You do need that money. It is not cold. It is not the wrong thing to insist on being paid up front. You have the right to do that. And this all comes down to setting boundaries in your business. And this is one that you should definitely set. There are several other boundaries that you should put in place concerning time, opening hours, types of orders you will take on, replying to customers, returns policies, all that, which we'll cover another time. But this boundary here, not making anything until you have been paid, should be the first thing that you put in place. Just don't do it, because you leave yourself open to wasting your time, wasting your yarn, and feeling quite used and frustrated when that customer backs out. So for your own protection and for your own sanity, please, please, please do not start an order before you have been paid. Absolute golden rule for me, and I very much hope that you understand why you should have it for your sake and make it an absolute rule that can never be broken going forward. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope this has given you something to think about and something to incorporate into your business so you can grow those crochet sales. If you have any questions and would like to carry on the conversation more, then come on over to our Facebook community, the Crochet Seller Support Group, and you can ask your questions and get the support you need from fellow crocheters, and I'll be in there too. You can also join our newsletter list for tips and advice straight to your inbox, and stick around for the next podcast. It'll be out again in a few days' time. And if you'd like to, I'd really love it if you would leave a review for the podcast and subscribe, and that really helps us grow and to help more crocheters like yourself. Thank you for joining me, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.